All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. So it's Saturday, February the 1st, 2020 already, and so much to cover, so much happening in 2020. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's hard to keep on top of it, but we just keep trying here and just push through the best we can. But we're always covering unique and incredible material with my guests always. So everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com. Lots of articles and interesting things going up there, so check it out. Everything's connected there now with the website, which is great. And thanks for the members as well for plugging in and staying on board. You really just helped me to continue here and keep this website up and running, which is great, and getting the material out, keep it pumping out. And if you hear these podcasts out there and you like the material, you can support me over here at the Kraz Files and become a member. Everything's up on the website. If you have any issues, which is rare, you can contact me. Everything's up there, so please enjoy. Well, unbelievable. I have Janice Barcelo, researcher, author, the one and only, back in the big chair today. I haven't spoken to Janice for a while, so you are back. You're back, Janice. That's great. One of the you're a great researcher. I love your work. I love talking to you. So we get to connect again today on another podcast.
Great news. I'm back, Adam. Thanks for having me back.
Crazy stuff happening in the world, Janice. What do you reckon for 2020? They have burnt us out in Australia. They've got dramas all over the planet. They've got royal scandals, as I said on one of my last shows. They've got viruses spreading around the world and about to turn us all into zombies, but not the kind of zombies we think. different kinds of zombies. And we're going to talk about that today, this kind of what's going on here. What's your idea to this? What are your ideas to the start of 2020? I mean, it's unbelievable. For we're not even into February, are we? And it's just insane what's going on. Desperate behavior, lashing out maybe.
Yeah, there's definitely a desperation in what they are doing. And I think that's because of the speed with which mankind appears to be waking up. Mm. And I do think we're very close now to a consciousness shift that will land us in a reality where these beings can't exist. Like, I think it will be vibrationally incompatible with them. And I also think that we need to intend for that to happen. So we first need to affirm that we're not willing to coexist with evil. We're not willing to coexist with these entities anymore. And to affirm that we're willing to do everything that we can to, you know, raise our consciousness so that we can be in a realm where they do not exist, and also where their technologies do not exist. Now, that's the big thing for people, because people are addicted to these technologies, especially the wireless devices. And for, even though it's maybe 20 years, that's all it took to hook an entire species on a extremely dangerous, damaging, deadly energy called wireless radiation. 20 years is all it took. We now have two generations completely wasted. That is the millennials, who are in their 20s right now, completely addicted.
Zombies.
Having known nothing different, and their children, who are completely toast because of all the radiation exposure due to their parents' exposure, and also due to our entire society exposing these children in schools, in, you know, malls, in every single store that you walk into. So we have two generations of people completely wasted. Their minds are toast. Their brain is burnt. they're going to be having severe genetic damage because of all the radiation exposure. And of course, their children, whoever does make it through the radiation assault that is known as prenatal care. Mm-hmm. I laugh. The medical establishment is the worst offender. So that's a very sad state of affairs, but it's also going to propel an even greater awakening as the children begin to get more and more sick. It's amazing to me that we have had an autism epidemic for the last 20 years. And actually, the autism numbers started going up in the 1970s when they mainstreamed ultrasound. My next book is going to be about the ultrasound autism connection. So autism is definitely connected to all of this radiation exposure, including exposure to ultrasonic irradiation. So we've seen the children become more and more dysfunctional over the last 40 years, but in the last 20 years, it's off the charts how many children are completely neurologically damaged.
Mm.
And that means their humanity has been severely undermined.
Their souls
are having almost an impossible time residing in the bodies that have been jackhammered with radiation over and over and over, nonstop. Even now, parents with autistic children have wireless devices all around their homes. So there is no way the soul can inhabit the body with this kind of counterforce. And these frequencies are a counterforce. They are designed to interfere with our ability to receive and transmit the information from source. They are the antithesis of the frequencies that we are supposed to be working with in this realm. So these children are desperately needing for their parents to wake up. I've been screaming this for the last couple of years, but more and more are finally paying attention. But it's taken us to the brink of extinction. Even if we're not seeing that yet. I don't know if you saw, I just added this to my book, Elon Musk, who's the Luciferian elitist involved in sending up, hundreds of satellites orbiting our Earth with 5G frequencies. He's overseeing a company called SpaceX, and they have propelled him into stardom over the last two years or more. But this guy came right out and said, all right, the idea that there's too many humans on the planet is an outdated idea. Within 20 years, we're going to be dealing with a population collapse.
Hmm.
And he's right. And he should know, because he's participating in creating the population collapse.
Yep.
So, time to get on it.
It's crazy. I was trying to think of that movie with Matt Damon. It's a sci-fi movie where all these elites live up on a kind of satellite. I think it's Elysium. I think a lot of people saw that. Yeah, and the Earth is just a wasteland, and all the elites live up there with their high technology up on this satellite kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm ready. Beam them off the earth.
Yeah, my God. Maybe. We don't want them to ruin everything for us, Janice. We want to get them off now while there's still time for us to rebuild.
We absolutely want them gone. Is the bottom line. We should be focusing on this. Let them all be vaporized or beamed up or zapped, whatever, onto their satellite. And let them be quarantined for the rest of eternity or completely extinguished according to the Creator's, desire. Let justice be done. These creatures deserve to be completely extinguished.
There is one race of people, isn't there, on this earth, Janice, that work very heavily within the lines of this sort of technology or high technology that's destroying human health, our very cells, DNA, everything, our children's lives before they even come out of their mothers, inside utero, destroying these children genetically. There is a race on this planet existing right now that loves this type of technology and also loves this sort of dark energies and frequencies and this sort of dark system around us. We all know who that is.
Yes. Did you want me to talk about that?
Sure. Well, you're not one of a few people that do, that you're honest about it, but with 5G in particular, if we were to look at 5G, I mean, just let me take my thing out here, Janice's part. Looking at 5G itself, because we're hearing, I've sent you all these articles on the coronavirus, and the WHO, of course, declared a global health emergency. But they're not declaring a global health emergency with this technology or 5G. And you look at the numbers that they're declaring in 18 countries, they're saying about 98 cases of it, but no deaths, but it's all wishy-washy. There's no isolation of any virus as usual, just like all these things like HIV causing AIDS, no isolation, no proof, polio, all of these things. It's all just a scam. And they come up with all these scam names for these scam viruses, and they come up with lots of drugs and vaccines, and they manipulate the world, who are just asleep to this. So they always do it. And this kind of virus outbreak scare has come at a very interesting time. So it shows you just the fear level from some articles here yesterday. Janice, they've grounded flights in Australia. There was a Jetstar flight on lockdown for hours after a passenger falls ill. So a passenger on a flight out of Hobart, I think, in Australia, or from Melbourne to Hobart, had the flu or wasn't feeling well, so it locked down an entire flight. And this shows you, folks, what's going on and what happened there and what could be happening after this fake virus settles down in our airports, what's coming for all of us, to go in and out of our countries or travel at all. All the strict, draconian rules and regulations that are going to come into place. But as I said, Janice, yeah, they don't declare an emergency about this 5G and wireless technology. It's to cover again for the damage that they're causing. And this, we're going to go through that with your article, this microwave illness, they keep covering and covering for big industry and big corporations as they just make us sick and they just come up with all these names for the viruses and sell us more drugs as they keep us bogged down under the quicksand, as I say. With this 5G technology, have you been able to have a look, Janice, before we look at your article? I know Israel is big on producing this technology. Have any idea where it actually comes from and who sort of was the big wigs in developing 5G? Is it a military sort of weapon that the telcos bought up? What have you been able to see with that technology itself, where it came from?
I have seen that Israel is responsible for creating the technology. They created 5G. I've got an article on my website about
that. I've heard that as well. Yeah, I couldn't sort of pinpoint it enough, but it's interesting enough to look at because I've heard it a lot.
I've got some important information about that on my website with some relevant links that people should take a look at. So I do believe, my book also goes into great detail about the origins of this technologically produced frequencies, their radiation emitting frequencies, and the fact that it is, it has been the Jews from the beginning that created it.
Mm.
You with me, Adam?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. So that's all, that information is available in my book, The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound, extensively well documented. Who is responsible for the creation of the atomic bomb, for example? It's always been the same creatures who are bringing this energy through. And the energy was never designed to be on the Earth. It's an alien energy. And it is intended to harm us and to harm the Earth. It's not just harming humans. You know, it's harming all life forms. And that's something people really need to get. They think their own selfish, you know, need to be on these devices and to have their silly phones is killing everything around them, including their own children. But we've got insects and birds and animals and all sorts, you know, pets are becoming sick and dying. I mean, everything, trees, every living thing is negatively affected by this energy. And that has been the purpose from its inception.
Mm.
It has been brought to this earth for that very reason. To destroy it and to destroy us. And this is all, I saved this information to the very end of my book, like the last 30, 40 pages of a large book. Because I didn't want people to be put off to the rest of the information by me going, you know, too soon into who's behind it. But it's time to take a look at that as well, because we have to know who the enemy is. It's just time for a grand awakening to all of this. You know, we have invaders on the earth right now. They don't belong here. They don't belong here, and they're extremely dangerous, and they're not going to change their function. In the world is to destroy the earth and its inhabitants. And they've been working at it for centuries. They're not going to stop. So it's up to those of us who are lovers of the earth, lovers of the Creator, lovers of life, you know, those who are of the earth. It's up to us to, you know, take responsibility and say, we're not willing to coexist with these creatures. They have to go.
It's, that's right. It's interesting too, Janice. I know you were looking at those articles going around about the huge kind of around the world protests against 5G technology. We do have them here. We have large groups everywhere. You know, so many people going into councils and going around having meetings everywhere. They're all over social media now. So many people, you know, looking at my phone this morning, I think I'm still on, it says 3G. I think we're on with our phones, it's completely fine for me. I hardly even use the thing, and most of the time I don't even know where it is. 5G is just ridiculous technology we don't need and so destructive. But there's, as you said, there's so many people, I think, waking up. You just wouldn't have seen this years back. But there has been a wake-up call in regards to 5G and so many parents as well who are just so sick of this, and they're starting to wake up too with the new schools, you know, they've got all, even the older schools around Australia, they're rebuilding and they're adding on, of course. And when they do this, just like with the fires, Janice, you know, burning out all these towns and places everywhere in Australia, well, if these places, if you are allowed to rebuild there, or you can pay all these new taxes that are coming through the United Nations into our councils, through our government, down to the councils to us, because there's going to be so many much red tape now, because it's all about global warming. And so all that's going to translate, and so it's going to be very hard for people to navigate this new system, all to save the world, you know, all to save the earth from you, the consumer, because you're ruining it. And so, but there's so many people, and as I said, Janice, yeah, all these towns need to be rebuilt, and all that infrastructure and all that's got to be rewired, and you're going to get all this new, that's why all this new 5G and all this new technology is going to be inbuilt into these towns, where you used to travel before and you couldn't even hardly get a phone reception, maybe, or they didn't have that. So that's what's happening in schools and everyone. I think parents just don't want this around their kids, or Wi-Fi. There's no need for kids to be exposed to Wi-Fi when they're in school, because they're in the class all day, you know. And that's what's happening. So I think a lot of people are waiting. I do believe that, Janice. I'm very it's hard times for us to be alive. It's very hard and it brings you down, but also it's exciting too, because so many people are waking up. And you saw that. You saw those protests that were planned for around 20-something of January, all around the place. We had them, and of course, we had the viral outbreak from China, didn't we, to cover over it. So very, yes. As you were saying, yeah, we were talking on Sky, very interesting timing.
Yes, very interesting timing indeed. Mm. It all lines up. You know, they also really messed with the weather here in the U.S. on that day to try to prevent the protests from happening. And I do think they succeeded in that in a variety of locations around America. But in any event, yeah, I mean, this is how they're going to play it. This is how they are playing it. And it's also forcing people to wake up. And that's the good news. You know, if you want your children to survive, you better wake up. Otherwise, they're not going to make it. It's just that simple. And the fact that these teachers or these administrators in the school and all these county councils and all of these sellouts, librarians, you know, who are overseeing libraries, all of these sellouts that would install this technology, allow, you know, on school grounds, allow huge microwave transmitters on top of schools, next to schools, near hospitals, all of these traitors, these sellouts, these disgusting, whatever they are, need to be held accountable and liable. That's another piece. You know, is that we have to come to the realization that this entire system needs to be collapsed. It has been designed also to entrap us and to harm us. And acquiescing to these so-called authorities is not only counterproductive, but it's like you're being a traitor to yourself and your children if you acquiesce. Well, that's the truth. I've been doing my own part in terms of working with the In Power movement's notice of liability, and just filing these notices of liability whenever and wherever I am inclined to challenge the authority of the state or the federal government. I'm just going to hold them liable. This document is so powerful. This process is so powerful that I have not been unsuccessful. I've used it 4 times. And every time it's worked.
Mm.
So we don't have to acquiesce. There are solutions to this. I don't want to go into it too much today, but it's time. All these traitors in Virginia here, you know, enacting all of these gun rights, all of these bills to grab people's guns. The day after tens of thousands of Americans fully armed showed up in Virginia to protest against it. Their contempt for us, their contempt for our way of life, especially the way of life of the white race, is so blatantly in our face. And I wish, you know, I wish one-fourth of those fully armed, mostly white men would now arrest these traitors in government. We don't have to acquiesce to this. I don't think most Americans are going to give up their guns either.
No. Yeah.
I think this is where it's going to be like the last stand with the guns.
Yeah. Well, we've got you have a lot of gun rallies too. You had a big gun rally over there you sent me, but nothing in the news, only crickets.
And it was a huge rally.
It was,
right?
Yeah, I saw that.
And they were fully armed. I mean, they were loaded to the hilt.
Locked and loaded, man.
I mean, unbelievable. Antifa was going to show up with busloads of people. They might have done that. And then when they saw all the guns, they never did anything. You have to laugh because they're such cowards in the end. That's why they want the guns. Because they're absolute tyrants and cowards. But we give up the guns. I mean, this is what happened in so many different places, like Russia, for example.
Oh, yeah.
You give up your guns, and then the Jews, in the form of Bolshevism, or whatever name they want to give it for the day, come in and completely annihilate the population. They've done it over and over and over again. There's been 3 genocides by the Jews in just this one century.
Well, I guess with the technology they have now, they don't need to do that anymore, like that old brutal style of what they did to Germany, for example, just come in, bomb everybody, as you said, and blow everybody up and kill everyone. They do it incrementally now, don't they, through this technology. It's a great way to dumb people down, poison them off, make them sick, keep them permanently sick, and just kill a lot of people off as well, without even touching anybody. And you can't even see this enemy that's all around you. So you can't point it back to anyone. You can't blame anyone. You could say, oh, the telecommunication companies are doing it. But it's an invisible enemy set upon the masses of the world that they can't even see. Before, it was just in-your-face brutality, you know. And now it's a different war, isn't it? It's like a quiet war.
It's much more subtle, but I have to say that they still want the guns.
They do, yeah. I guess they don't want people out there with a backbone, with a spine. They don't want these families out there that you know, are going to stand up. Yeah, they want to just get rid of them.
They don't want people to turn the guns on them.
That's right. Yeah. No, I mean, I told you what happened in Chile. In South America, Janice, in Chile, you know, 1 million people on the streets of Santiago alone, 1 million. And the president, he didn't have any answers. There's not enough military personnel, and he doesn't have enough police numbers. And they hadn't even got started, and they're not gonna end this. They're gonna continue until they get what they want, and they get a better lives and a better country to live in. I don't know where that's gonna end up. I don't live there, but it showed you. You can see that there's just so many people. It's so overwhelming, and they have to buckle at the knees. But in Western countries and countries like Australia, there's just so many people who are preoccupied with entertainment, the very form. Janice, that's kind of murdering us quietly and our children and poisoning us. They're obsessed with the entertainment and the sports and everything that gets rolled out through these wireless technologies. You and I have talked about it so much. Everywhere I go now, the teenagers and young kids are just permanently buried over in these phones, wilting over, staring into these black devices. They just love it. People in Australia can't get enough of their technology. And, you know, 5G and wireless technologies just make everything easier and cleaner for them. That's how they see it. So, you know, it's a really hard thing to unbuckle these people out of this out of control car. It's like you got to tell them, Janice, you're in an out-of-control car, you're flying down a dark road, it's raining, you're coming towards a cliff, you know, there's no steering wheel, your hands are tied behind your back, you got to get out of the door, jump out of the bloody door, otherwise you're going to go over the car, with the car, over that cliff, jump out right now, you've only got a few seconds. It seems they want to stay in the wreckage.
That is a great analogy, Adam.
It really is. You know, don't stay in the wreckage. Jump out the window, you know. I mean, some people, Janice, they tell you, you know, it's my way or the highway. Take the bloody highway then, because at least when you walk the highway, you can come up with some answers and think about things, you know. It's not the be-all and end-all. Because they're rolling out this 5G technology, it doesn't mean that we have to take this. You know, the people, we can start getting this shut down in our schools, in our areas where we're concerned. And when schools, Janice, start shutting it down and the media have to report on it, other parents, other people are going to see this, that school's not using Wi-Fi anymore. That's happening in your country and other countries. And they start saying, why isn't that school using it? And they get spooked. And at least when they get spooked and you can trigger that, they start thinking a little bit more rationally and asking questions. That's important, you know. That's all we can do at this stage because they're rolling it out quick. They're really desperate to get this in, Janice. So I'm watching them now. They're so desperate. They're really using every, you know, all this virus, coronavirus stuff that's going on in China. They're rolling those cables out or whatever they're doing now. They're putting up those towers. as we are always constantly distracted.
Well, I've seen it too. I've seen the absolute madness to install more towers, get more antennas up on the towers. There are just dozens of trucks every day when you drive around where I live to do that job. And people are doing it. People are willing to take jobs like that. That's another part of the problem.
Yeah, I know. Such a hard situation.
But yeah, I mean, it may take a complete pandemic, which will be blamed on viruses and other total bullshit, so that people will be distracted from the fact that they're suffering from radiation poisoning. They and their children. But it may take this, you know, for people to snap out of it. I don't know. I'm sad to think already of the damage that's been done, especially to the children.
We can just try and get our information out as best we can. You know, but we could talk in the time we have left, just under the half an hour, we could talk about your new article, which is up on radiationdangers.com. I'll put those links up as well for folks to have a look at. You've done a great new piece on this, Janice. I thought we could cover in the last section of this podcast. Is the coronavirus actually microwave illness? So you put a little piece in there out on your email as well. And you talked about these alarmist websites like Alex Jones and InfoWars hamming this up as well. I guess Natural News in a lot of these places. So Alex Jones and the InfoWars counterintelligence machine for Israel, I guess, does some good work. They all do. They put out a lot of truths as well, and they put out some good information, which you can post. But they're playing into the fear game here, as you picked up on this as well, Janice, that this virus is real and it's coming to get all of us, because nature, in fact, is out to get us. That's what they want you to believe. Since you're a little kid, you know, they want you to believe with AIDS and everything like that, that the jungles and the forests and nature itself is like a serial killer, and it's out to get every one of you. It's going to get you in your sleep. It's going to make you sick. And so it's all this propaganda in the movies as well to cement that into the minds of the masses when it's anything but. It's something completely different. So you talk here, Janice, about this itself, the virus, and you're saying here that you strongly suspect that what's happening in China right now is not related to any virus and is in fact radiation-induced illness being brought on by 5G rollouts. And streamlined in Wuhan, in particular, and I think, gee, man, I can't imagine the how much of this they do have over in those Asian countries and China. People go over there; they're so well equipped for this, and they love their devices and technology and internet and Wi-Fi and everything so much. And it is getting rolled out probably more than anywhere else in the world. They're getting tested on with this, and so you've looked at this here, Janice. Why don't we talk about this a little bit about 5G being deployed actively in Wuhan? So this is in central China's province. You say here in the article they've built more than 300 5G bases, 300 in this place, stations, and achieved full 5G signal coverage in these level cities. Local telecom sources said. So you've looked up that. This is pretty unbelievable and something that people would completely look over, isn't it? And you've researched this pretty heavily as well.
Well, we need to pay attention to this, that 5G has been rolled out in Wuhan.
Fully.
It's been rolled out in a very big way in Wuhan. The rollout, I think it began in 2018, based on some of the information I came across, February of 2018. So we're now 2 years into the rollout. This is what I've been saying about this technology. Once they roll out 5G, whereas with 4G it would have taken 10 or 15 years for people to collapse, with 3G it might have taken 20, 30 years. 3G, you have a 3G flip phone, which is not pulsing, but when you're on it, you're in the red. I mean, you're being highly irradiated. In any event, they're still safer. 3G flip phones are quote unquote safer. There's no safe cell phone. There's no such thing. It's all extremely dangerous. But we have an extremely bad situation in China right now, and of course in many parts of the US. But what we're finding is that in Wuhan, people are going into severe respiratory distress.
That's what you hear. Yep.
Yes. And they're dying. There's people dying, and we're being told that this is due to a virus. Now, let me start by saying there are a growing number of people, well-educated, well-researched people, arguing that viruses do not exist in the way we've been told. Some people claim that viruses are a natural part of our biology and are not harmful. Other people claim other things. Okay, one thing we do know for a fact, it's extremely well documented, is the HIV virus was a complete hoax. The people that were dying from AIDS were dying mostly because they were engaged in sodomy, which was causing massive infections when you're dealing with excrement and you're puncturing holes in the anus, because the anus was designed to be a one-way street. It's an exit-only orifice. And when you put a large penis in that orifice, the skin will rip and tear, and excrement and all of the bacteria will then escape into the body. And, those engaged in sodomy are doing much more grotesque things than even that. But this is the bottom line with AIDS, okay? Was the behavior of sodomites driving this disease? And there's so much information about this. Medical people coming out and saying the virus doesn't exist, HIV. So this is well documented. We have a viral hoax. We have everything being blamed on viruses. And then we have alleged vaccines that can allegedly prevent these viruses, when in fact the vaccines are killing people, infecting them with horrid diseases. For example, the polio vaccine is causing polio paralysis in many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people across the globe. So these vaccines are part of a genocidal agenda. But this is why, part of why the viral theory is being promoted, so that they can then promote their vaccines. And within 24 hours of the first talk of this alleged coronavirus, you know, we saw videos coming out of Australia, the US, all kinds of places, that they're going to create a vaccine. And they're going to attempt to probably try to mandate this vaccine, claiming that this is going to save lives. Mm-hmm. I'm warning people, and in my article, I have several links at the very bottom that you can read about the danger of the flu vaccine, any flu vaccine. And there's also information that I've talked about in my article that indicates that the so-called flu, what we call influenza, is not a viral disease. It's an electrically induced illness that made its appearance in the world at the same time as the introduction of man-made electricity in the late 1800s. This is also fairly well documented. Not just influenza, heart disease, diabetes. There's a number of illnesses that didn't even exist until the introduction of this noxious, toxic electrical grid into our lives.
Absolutely makes sense.
Yes.
Really does, yeah.
Yes. So, coming back to the 5G frequencies, now, let me help people get clarity about this. We have a grid. In the United States, our grid is designed to run at 60 hertz. Okay, keep in mind that the human body is naturally designed to receive and transmit frequencies between 3 and 30 hertz. So anything outside of this frequency range will be an assault on the nervous system, on the electrical workings of our body. So we have a grid in the U.S. that's designed to handle 60 hertz. In Europe, I think it's 50 hertz. I'm not sure what it is in Australia. Right now, we have frequencies running through this grid in the billions of hertz. Your Wi-Fi router, your cell phones, your cordless phones, your baby monitors, your smart TVs, your smart meters, many Bluetooth devices, and on it goes, are designed to run at 2.4 gigahertz, which is 2.4 billion hertz.
Janice, could I ask you as well about the routers people have usually on their desks for the internet at home, turning the Wi-Fi off that, but leaving it on? How does that, is that obviously going to be much better, but you still, you think those routers are still producing this energy?
Now, if you unplug the router, of course, no, it will not be producing.
Yeah, I just mean turn off the Wi-Fi.
If you turn off the Wi-Fi, I honestly don't know what will be coming off the router.
It's going to be a lot better, though, especially at night.
Use the router if you were going to turn off the Wi-Fi.
A lot of people leave it on at night when they go to bed, and there's no need. Just shut it off. You're not using it.
Mm. Shut it off and unplug it.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, because you don't know if it's really shut off. These things are very, very tricky. And the only way to confirm this is with a meter.
That's right.
You have to get an EMF meter, like the Acousticom 2, which is a very, you know, easy meter to use, very, very efficient and accurate. So you need a meter to confirm that there's nothing coming off the Wi-Fi router. You know, there's ways to, I don't know how deep we want to get into this, Adam, but there's ways where you can, if you are getting your internet through a cable company, you probably have a cable modem and a Wi-Fi router. And right now your Wi-Fi router is plugged in with an Ethernet cord to your cable modem.
Yeah.
You could simply unplug the Wi-Fi router from that cable modem and plug an Ethernet cord into it that plugs directly into your computer.
Yeah, that's what I have.
All right. Or whatever other device you want to use it for. And there's other solutions. You could actually get what's called power line adapters. They come in a pair. And you could plug one of these devices into the cable modem. The other end of it goes into a three-prong outlet near the modem. And then you take the matching device and you plug it in anywhere in your house. And the other end into your computer or whatever. And you'll have a fully functional, very high-speed internet connection without using Wi-Fi. You have to turn the Wi-Fi off on your computer and the Bluetooth off on your computer. Make sure you turn these things off on your computer as well. But you can actually run that cable modem internet connection through all of the electrical wiring of your house by getting these power line adapters. And then you don't have to run Ethernet cords through your whole house. So there are solutions. And these solutions, you need a little help, you know, from somebody that's done it that can walk you through it. And I recommend reaching out to people like myself and, you know, be willing to contribute to these people. People want free advice all the time. I'm over it. I spend hours trying to help people. It's time for people to pay a little bit of money if they want help through this. I had to. You know, I had to get a lot of help to make the changes in my home that I needed to make. So the help is available. And it doesn't cost very much. You know, you just got to be willing to invest in this. But there are solutions. You have to commit to these solutions. You have to commit to protecting yourself and your family. And it's doable. But coming back to the – so I wanted to make the point about these frequencies, right? So the 4G frequencies are operating in the billions of hertz.
Mm.
And the 5G frequencies, whereas right now we're at 2.4 billion, we're going to go up. You know, between 5 billion and 100 billion hertz coming through 5G devices. And the 60 gigahertz frequency, that 60 billion hertz, is very commonly used for 5G. And this is the frequency at which the oxygen molecules going to begin to become malfunctional. The 2.4 gigahertz frequency that we're using now is where the water molecules are attacked. And of course, our entire system runs on a water structure. Our cells are made of, you know, totally surrounded by a gel-like water structure, our blood, our cerebrospinal fluid. We have a lot of liquid. This liquid is designed to be transmitting information. It's crystalline in nature. These liquids are transmitters and receivers of information. So the 2.4 gigahertz frequency was designed to interfere with that, to interfere with those transmissions, interfere with the liquid structure. It's boiling our blood and our cerebral spinal fluid. Now, these 5G frequencies are going another level by attacking our body's ability to absorb and utilize oxygen.
Vitamin D as well, as you say.
Yeah.
That's a huge one.
Yeah, it's huge. And we're going to see, and not only does it interrupt, but it can actually turn oxygen molecules into O3 molecules, which can immediately kill people. And this might have happened in some 5G ambulances recently introduced, where the 5G, the ambulance workers were dying. So, of course, we're going to see, we're already seeing severe respiratory distress in people who are exposed to these very dangerous, life-destroying alien frequencies.
That's what we're hearing mostly, Janice, yeah, that they can't breathe. They're having all sorts of these breathing issues. Yeah, that's the one of the main symptoms we're hearing.
I mean, I have it in my own family. My mother has gone into respiratory failure twice in 2018 while we had a smart meter on this house and a solar system that was being run by a very strong Wi-Fi router. So she almost died twice in 2018. She's also been very sick and living on an oxygen machine for the past, I don't know how long. Okay, and that's in part because of where we live. The house itself is pretty good, especially for where we live. We're living on Long Island, and we are saturated. Absolutely every time my parents leave the house, they're getting hammered. I have radiation shielding on whenever I leave the house. So it's not affecting me as badly as it is them. I also live inside of a Faraday cage, and I'm not making this up. I live with radiation shielding around me almost 24/7.
Yeah.
Which is the only reason I have my health right now and my wits, my mental capacities. Because you cannot for very long withstand this level of exposure that is now unescapable without your brain becoming damaged and without your health becoming damaged. There is no way that people are going to get through this.
You say here in the article, radiation emitting frequencies in the microwave and millimeter range, 3G, 4G, 5G can cause severe respiratory distress. This was really interesting about a study where scientists trapped magnetic field monitors on pregnant women to determine their level of exposure and studied whether it was associated with a risk of asthma in their children. They found that children born to women with the highest levels of exposure to electromagnetic fields, EMF, including from microwaves, hair dryers, and power lines, all these kind of devices, that people use in even in the bathroom, stuff like that, hair straighteners and everything plugged in, had a more than threefold higher rate of asthma compared to those mums who had the lowest exposure. So there you go. And you look at this damage from this radiation and manifestation of radiation-induced lung disease. So this kind of pneumonia, I guess. I know a few people around, actually, Janice. One of the neighbors said he just suddenly had to go to the hospital and he was had some type of flu that they didn't know what it was. He's a healthy guy, too, and he had pneumonia. and thought he was going to die, and this kind of weird coughing and stuff like that. And they love their technology there as well, but it's increasing. Just where I'm living now, it's going through the roof, all the Wi-Fi and everything on. You just feel like you're kind of burning up a little bit. So you get this kind of cough, low-grade fever, chest discomfort, and all these kinds of things associated with what we're told is a flu as well. So this is really interesting, looking at microwave illness and what's happening over there in China and what they're perhaps covering for what would be in this Wuhan area in China, where they've fully rolled out this 5G and it's totally operational, as you said, Janice. This would be acting like a weapon, pointed straight at every citizen walking around the streets and living their lives every day.
I want to make, yeah, absolutely. This is a weapon. This has been the intention from the inception of these frequencies. Are weapons. And the people in Wuhan are not aware, probably the majority, of the danger that they're in just by living there and going through their daily lives as if it's normal. It's not normal. People are going to collapse, and most people will not understand that it's related to radiation illness. All of these lung diseases, you know, radiation pneumonitis is caused by the medical establishment with their radiation treatments. This is a radiation-induced lung disease that is iatrogenically caused, meaning the medical establishment is causing the diseases, is lying to people by claiming it's just a virus. And they're a huge part of the problem. People are walking into hospitals in respiratory collapse, and the hospitals are filled with Wi-Fi and cordless phones and people with cell phones. And yeah, there's transmitters on top of the freaking building.
You know, you know, Janice, I think I said it before, just before we shut out. Yeah, I was. There's all these new gyms going in now. I don't know if I've said this. I may have mentioned on another podcast, but there's all these huge gymnasiums where people go and work out, and the guys go and muscle up and bulk up, and they've got their protein shakes, and they're all flexing their muscles now. And all of this, and all the girls now are going and working out at the gyms, and they're all muscly too, sort of very strange. But I just noticed a few around sort of near where I live, and I was in all these new buildings, and they are just, the floor space in these gymnasiums, Janice, are just massive. They've got hundreds of these tread machines that you walk on, and just you go in there, and it's like walking into some kind of, you know, it'd be more electricity than what a mall would use in there. All the devices, all the things, they're all plugged into their phones, listening to their music. They've got so many lights on. There's like all this electric grid in these buildings running those whole massive gymnasiums. And these people are in there working out and sweating and staying in there with the free Wi-Fi that they've got in, and just having their sort of, you know, quiet time after their workout and everything. And I walked in and I had a look at this place, and I just thought, my goodness, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you ought to walk in there with a radiation meter.
Oh, my God, they think they're getting healthy. And it's like, I'll go for a walk down the beach on the sand. Thanks. Uh-huh. You can have it. You can have your muscles and all this. I'm not going near that place. That's just an EMF overdose.
Big time.
As you said, in the hospitals, you go in the hospitals and it's just like that. Yeah, it's just levels of this stuff just bursting out everywhere.
Yeah, the hospitals also, of course, have all of their radiation emitting diagnostic, quote unquote, and therapeutic devices. It is a death trap.
Yeah. Ooh.
So the medical establishment is a huge part of the problem, and a hugely evil conglomerate, because they've known all along what this radiation does. And they, you know, it's the same group that runs the telecom industry too. These are the same These are the same people. They work. They work from a hard mind. But in any
and coming Janice, back, Janice, just quickly as well, I've heard this before, that the EMF and the microwave frequencies are going to change your blood work. So you stayed here about people feeling sick and burping and coughing and feeling heart problems, and they go to the doctor and they go into the hospitals, and I guess they get blood tests, but the EMF is going to screw up their blood tests, isn't it? So then they're going to do more tests.
You know, if the medical establishment was honest, when they take people's blood, they would see that their blood is completely, how do you say it? It's completely got rouleau, meaning, the blood, it's unbelievable what happens to human blood when it's being exposed to this energy.
So they would see it, yeah.
Can see this under a microscope. There's no question they're seeing it.
We're going to do more tests.
And yet they're not telling people.
They make up names and illnesses for it.
I mean, I've seen one picture recently where it's clear that the blood is, it's been cooked. It's been cooked. It looks like raw meat. The cells have clumped together and they look like meat that's been cooked. It's unbelievable what's happening to our blood. And there's no way that the medical establishment is not seeing this. And not only are the patients at risk, all the people that work in hospitals are at risk. So whatever. I mean, they just don't, you know, they don't care who they take out. They don't care, as long as their little elite club is kept alive. The rest of mankind can be wiped out.
Yeah, weak little spineless scumbags hiding away in the darkness. Yeah.
They're worse than cockroaches.
Yeah, that's what they are, cockroaches. You come out at night to get a glass of water, you turn the light on, they all scamper away and hide.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll plug out now. We're on the hour or so, Janice. But we will continue. We will continue with you as we know more and find out more and keep plugging in and looking at your work and this. Of course, we want people to read this article as well, so the whole thing. And so we've sort of gone through it and given people a general idea of what it's about and what we're thinking here. And how sick, because I just don't think that people take this seriously enough, Janice. They look at sickness and they apply their thoughts to other things. And when you're sort of talking about these microwave frequencies and illnesses, I don't think they really get it yet, but they need to understand and understand quick that this stuff is making people sick en masse. And it's just there's nothing more important. And so I'll put that article up so folks can have a read. And that's from your great website as well, radiationdangers.com. And you're still over at Birth of a New Earth website as well, which I put up. Anything else you want to put out there in regards to your books and what's happening there before we plug out today?
I just want to stress that microwave illness, the symptoms of microwave illness look exactly like the symptoms of the flu, and in particular this influenza, this quote-unquote coronavirus, this virus has symptoms that look exactly like microwave illness. We need to pay attention to this. So please do read the article. There's much more information about this in my book, which is The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound. There's a huge chapter in that book about non-ionizing radiation and the technologies that we're using, like cell phones and cordless phones. And it's just important for people to be aware of the danger. And that book really drives that point home about the danger. So, yeah, please do get my book. Go to my website at Birth of a New Earth to check out my book. And go to my other website at radiationdangers.com to check out my article about the coronavirus being microwave illness.
Yeah, you've done a lot of great work at radiationdangers.com. So I know folks who connect with this work now, if you're interested in all this stuff that we're talking about, so much more, that is all explained on this website and put up there in the menu so you can just go and click on all this, whatever you're interested in. You've put heaps and heaps there. Ultrasounds just... it's devastating, Janice, anyway. You know, they're putting this stuff, we talk about this this energy all around us and how we're using these devices, but when you think of these devices, these wands being put on pregnant women's tummies in these hospital environments, I jeepers creepers, man, my skin crawls. I mean, really it does. I just can't. I see these places now, I don't know what to say. I wish I could just get all these mums to just not go in there, you know. Anyway, it's so important, the work that you're doing. It's so important, this book that you've done. I'll put all those links up as well, so and people can have a look at those and contact you, I guess, if they need to. Continue your work, Janice. I'm betting you're continuing to go forward and you've got some new books coming, which is fantastic. Wow. Ultrasound and autism. Finally, someone out there has the guts to do something so needed. We really need that connection to be made. So great work on that. That's going to be fantastic as well. Really good work. Fantastic what you're doing.
It's a much needed book, so I'm working on it.
Yeah, good luck. We'll stay connected with you as we move forward and do some more shows for folks out there. And stay safe, Janice.
Thank you so much, Adam. You too. God bless.
Good to speak with you.
Bye-bye.